This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
But we love this guy, and we just want to learn a little more about him. So just can you tell us a little bit about yourself, but before you open up the word, family, GC, where you grew up?
Yeah, so second generation Australian-born Tongan, born in the inner west, grew up in the inner west. My wife, Louisa, we've been married for about 19 years. She's from the islands, born in Tonga. Always a tribute, you know, like her staying married to me, to God's grace and her high pain threshold. We have six kids, as you mentioned. Our eldest is 18 and our youngest is 9. Three boys, three girls. We fight over the remote in the living room. We love Audi, and I drive a, and I drive a 2.4 litre people mover. So thank God for the Japanese and Tarago.
Nice. Now tell us, what is your, with all that, what does your typical week look like?
So during the week, I work over at Long Bay Jail as a chaplain. I spend much of my time there with obviously inmates as well as officers. So when the time is appropriate and when trust is gained, we share the gospel, the good news of Jesus with a lot of these guys. So the bulk of my week is spent over at the Bay.
Yeah, over at the Bay, that sounds awesome. Gangster. Where? Now, where in your life have you seen God work particularly? Do you feel?
Being a father of six kids, I'm seeing God at work in my life, particularly when it comes to the different various stages as they're moving from, you know, primary to high school to now young adulthood. I remember saying to one of my kids the other day, look, when you get to that particular age where it's time for you to move on, move out, it's probably best for you to sort of like leave the nest, because I'm not sure if my godliness will catch up fast enough to be able to, you know, care for you. Yeah, I'm seeing God at work in my life as a parent, growing me in patience, enabling me to connect and relate to our kids who are, like I said, various stages.
Yeah.
And just teaching me every day that you got to keep coming back to repentance and grace.
Amen. Now, a couple things. What are you most excited? So as you've been here, now you've been a part of Anchor for?
Just over a year.
Just over a year. What are you most excited about being a part of this community? What do you? How do you see, you know, you've spoken about how God works, has worked in you, in your character, your own godliness. But what are you most excited about as you look out and you think about this particular body of believers? What are you most excited about?
I'm just excited by the fact that within the city of Sydney, we're able to get together and do church and be encouraged and empowered and equipped, you know, and edified just to go out to the city and just make much of Jesus. So my kids, they go to school in the Inner West. Louisa works in the Inner West. Excited about the Inner West and beyond in telling people about Jesus. That's what's great about being part of the Anchor.
Awesome. Now, how? What are some specific, you've mentioned working at Long Bay, family life. How can we specifically be praying for you as a family?
Just again, as a parent, you know, being a good pastor of my family, leading Louisa well and the kids. And just, you know, investing, you know, quality time. Being intentional about that.
Awesome. And we can all get behind that. So let me pray. Would you join me, please, in praying for our brother Seti before he opens up the word and as he continues our series in the Manifesto on the Sermon on the Mount. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for my dear brother here. And we just commit him to you now. Commit him to you wholly, not just with what he's about to do, but with every aspect of his life. We pray that he would indeed be a good shepherd and lover and pastor to his beautiful wife and children. We ask that you would give him the strength and the vitality to do that. We pray for the various stages that the children are in and just what that needs to call out from Seti and Louisa. So we pray for both of them that they would be godly parents, that they would be parents who model Jesus to their kids. We pray for the inmates at Long Bay, Lord, through whatever circumstances. We know that you have placed Seti there on purpose, and we ask that you would use him there and that he would feel and know that you have a specific call for his life in this stage, and that many in that jail would come to know you, Jesus. as Savior and Lord and as true liberator, Lord. And so we pray for all these things. And now as he opens up the word up in Matthew, we ask that you would give us hearts and ears to listen and that you would give him words to speak that will pierce through the callousness that may be in this room, the boredom that may be in this room, that we would see your beauty now, Jesus. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless you, brother.
Thank you.